Hey, good afternoon, everybody. We're live after about a 3 or 4 week hiatus here at the You Can Build It call-in talk show. My name is Chuck Bartok, talking to you from the banks of the Sacramento River in Northern California. And I so appreciate so many friends who stuck it out. I had a series of doctor visits and just stuff got in the way, Labor Day, yada, yada, all these terrible excuses. But we're joined today by a wonderful group of people, all having the common interest of literature in the form of writing, illustrating, publishing, or wanting to do these things and getting to where they want to be. We have Jerry Callison, J.L. Callison, as he's well known in the literary fields. Donna Setterland from Northern California, donnasetterland.com. Jerry, your website is jlcallison.com, isn't it?
Correct.
Okay, and then we have Diane Stevenson from beautiful Canada, and she is at Diane's, is it slash, or no, Diane hyphen Stevenson.
Yeah, hyphen, yeah.
Hyphen
I haven't
Stevenson.
Got much on there yet.
Yeah, I know, but it were Nancy Lou Henderson, who just got home, I think, last night, from a trip I hope she shares with us, because it's part of being an author, in my estimation. Lou McIntyre, who we haven't heard from for a while, and way down in Florida, the great state of Florida, Joanne Nesbitt, one of our newest published authors. Your book's been out, what, a month now, Joanne?
No, it's been out like 2 weeks.
Mm.
Yes.
Joanne Nesbitt, NESBITT.com. Joanne Nesbitt. A wonderful book, and what fascinated the people that I have shared it with was a wonderful appendix of information and websites that are critical for people who possibly are involved with personally or close family relatives with PTSD and Agent Orange. So I'm real happy to see that Joanne's book is being received, and it's one of my favorites, and I've been trying to promote it as much as I can. Just before the call, before we started recording the call, I shared with the group an anomaly. One of my associate, James Strauss, called me just as I was ready to dial the show. All of the posts on his two Facebook groups have been wiped out back to July or August. And we discussed it. I can see them as Chuck Bartok, but if I go in as James Strauss, they're gone. And all of our friends here on the show helped me by looking at the groups, and they were able to read the most recent, as of today, anecdotes and examples of writing. So this is going to be a big mystery, and hopefully we can find out very quick, which focuses on the most important thing, folks. I just read, coincidentally, someone who had their website taken down and banned on WordPress.com. Now, it was a political website, no question, but they're very curious as to why their website's no longer available, because it violated the terms and conditions of WordPress.com. Wix, some of the other free website opportunities, is the danger that with just a stroke of a pen or somebody's whim, you can lose all of your work. I don't know the details. This person could have been a jerk. I don't have any idea. But those of you who do want to use the website as the hub of your publishing empire on the internet, I strongly urge everyone to have powerful hosting and use one of the systems that you own. Literally, it's your real estate. Now, we're currently using WordPress platforms. WordPress could go away, But the domain and the information on that website is our property. It cannot be taken away. Well, it can by hacking, which happened to us once before, and that's one reason why we decided to go to a dedicated server, which is difficult for people getting started out. But just remember, everybody, that being in control of all that work that you've worked so hard to create, make sure that you continue that control. Facebook is fabulous. I'm not knocking it. A great way to drive traffic to your website, and that's what we're trying to use social media for. Not so much to, be real social. An example being Jim put an anecdote down from a little operation he had years ago, and what I did, of course, you could say I, you know, said he didn't know I was going to do this. I just commented that this story reminds me of your short story on your website, and I put the link to that short story with the idea that people are having fun on Facebook, but they will click to the website. So just kind of some ideas that are very important when we spend time on social media. So, Chuck, I need to take a breath now. Jay, I see your green face flashing, green face, because that's the color they assigned to you. Did you have a comment on anything we just discussed, Jay?
Sure didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, usually when people, you know, even any noise, you know, like a hem or something like that, you kind of pop to the top of the thing. What's been happening on your side, Jay?
Well, I'm have moved to Las Vegas.
Yes.
And I'm still in the process of settling in, as we talked. And I'm sort of climatizing, as they say.
Well, Las Vegas does have some interesting weather. That's for sure. Well, we're glad you're settling in, and I know a lot of good things are going to come your way here, and once you get it's hard to be disrupted. That's another thing. You know, we talk about writing and publishing, and we do control an awful lot of what affects us. See, I was blown out of the saddle when Jim called, but I did tell him, hey, I'll get back to it when I get a chance because I have a talk show. So the talk show was something that I had prioritized today, and that took priority. We'll get to the rest of the business later. Who haven't we heard from? Joanne, tell us a little bit about you took a trip to visit family, or I can't remember why, and you had explained to me privately that it was quite a success book-wise. Can you share with us some of the things you did?
Absolutely. Well, I have friends from back in 1958. We've been friends all this time. And they gather together, and there's quite a group of them. They gather together, and once a month or once every other month, still. And I've kept in touch with them, and they wanted me to come up there and talk about the book, and they wanted me to bring the book.
Oh.
Well, Chuck, do you mind if I tell the story about Amazon?
Well, yes. I mean, it's not a bad story. Go ahead. I mean, it's just it's interesting.
Well, Our plane was getting, we had to leave at 5:30 in the morning to go to Orlando Airport. I was up all night because as of midnight, the book still hadn't been published because there were several things that they wanted us to correct. So at 4:00 in the morning, I get an email that says your book is published. So by the skin of our by just making it under that wire, and it was so great. When I got up there, it was so nice. Matter of fact, today I got a text and a picture of my friends holding the book because they had received it, and they were so excited about it. Well, these people up there, they weren't just the group that was there, but what they were doing was they were going to all the women's groups that they belonged to, and they were going to share the book and have them pick it out as the book of the year to read.
Oh, great.
Wow.
So, yeah, with that, we had a wonderful trip up there, wonderful trip back. We went up on Tuesday, had the meeting on Wednesday, and flew back on Thursday. Wow, was that nice. And I'll tell you that Philadelphia bread you cannot replace because it was all. So,
you probably had a Philly cheesesteak, huh?
I did. I had two. But it was wonderful. And to know that you're so supported by friends from so long ago and family. So it was awesome. And I guess the biggest thing was getting the book in my hand.
Yes.
Thank you, Nancy, because she got me a book. And when you pick it up and you put it in your hand, and you know that this is the culmination of all the hard work that you've done, and the writing is easy for me in comparison to all the rest of the things that you have to do to get this book published. So anyway, I'm just absolutely thrilled. Thank you for asking. And we're on Amazon. We're on my webpage, and I'm telling you, I've got phone calls, I've got texts, I've got emails, and this is really nice. So.
Very good. You know, you brought up an interesting point that we all should be aware of, and I'm sure everybody here on this call is. As soon as Joanne's book was officially on Amazon, her good friend Nancy ordered one, or two or three.
Four.
Okay. Anyway, and Nancy then forwarded it to Joanne. Joanne ordered author copies, but it took quite a while for her to get them, because when Amazon officially approves a book, they do print a very short supply, primarily only for customers of Amazon, you know. So we as authors, when we go into the KDP, if we use them, to order our books, we're really second in on the list, if you understand. And most of us will order, you know, 10, 25, 30. They're not sitting on the shelf. They have to be printed and processed and then mailed in order, because you can believe that there are many authors per day who are ordering books for themselves on Amazon. So if you as an author need a book and need it in a hurry, either have a friend order it or order it yourself, not as an author. Pay your own retail price. You're going to get a royalty off of it. Amazon's going to make money, but you will get the book quicker. Has anybody else had that experience or found that to be true?
I have not. We order books and we get them in a couple of days. Depends on if I want them in a hurry. I ask for expedited shipping.
Right. Right. So what quantities are you ordering at a time, Lou?
Typically, I order 16.
16. Okay, very good. Well, your books have been, this is another interesting, your books have been out there for a while, correct?
They have.
Yeah. So, and Amazon is used to a volume of sales. And I'm not defending Amazon here, but I have heard the same situation for brand new books. You know, Amazon starts anticipating sales. Does that make sense? You know, because they're a business, they have to be managed properly, and the computer's working in their favor. So you may be getting a little faster service, Lou, because of your length of time there. Does that
make
sense?
Well, actually, my first order was a ridiculous number because I did expect a lot of initial sales.
Right.
I ordered 120, and I had boxes of books stacked up down here in my man cave for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And I did wind up. They didn't take that long. I think by September I needed to order more, but they came fairly quickly.
Well, good. Good. Well, Joanne,
I ordered that kind of quantity again, and I don't intend to.
Right. Joanne, how long did it take for you to get your first order?
Well, the first one was about 2.5 weeks.
Really?
I ordered 25.
Yeah.
The second one, I just put an order in, and they said it'll be here on the 15th to the 17th, which is faster.
10 days, yeah.
They're getting used to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you were very frustrated, and I just wanted to bring this out. For anybody listening to this show, you know, tomorrow, in the future, you know, this whole thing does not work smoothly. and whether the Amazon gods only like people whose first name is Lou and don't like Joanne's or so. I mean, we don't know, but I think we, one of the things we all, every person, we need to sometimes take a deep breath and look at the process. But if you're a brand new author, ready to publish your first book, probably don't book a book party a week after you've published.
Where were you 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, this is Phil Zanko.
Oh, hi, Phil. How are you?
Not too bad. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So if you're, let's say, in theory, I were to write my own book, my first book.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that look like from like a first purchase? Like, do I have to design the front of it? Is this something I can call Amazon and they will, once I give them the content, they can do that? Like, what does that look like?
Well, I don't know about their cover situation, but we, those of us that are here, I think the most of us, we take care of all that ourselves. Now, there happens to be a lady on this call who is one of the most fantastic illustrators that I've ever met. No, not that,
that
I know.
That is for
her.
Sure.
And she has just designed the cover for Jerry Callison's book. Her name is Donna. Donna, you're still on the call, aren't you?
Yes, I'm still here.
And,
I'm not sure I fit that description, though. That's wonderful.
Well, you do.
Oh,
you do.
Absolutely.
Don't sell
absolutely.
Yourself short. Your artwork is something fabulous. Now, on the other side of the coin, you can see, Phil, on the internet, there's have you ever seen the group called Fiverr?
Yes.
That's right. Okay, there are an awful lot of people offshore who take some standard images and put them together the best way they feel. But the one thing about cover, to me, that's important, and I think many people will back this up, the person that's working on the cover, if you're not, has to kind of be involved just not to design a cover. Because unless they know you or you spend time with them, it's pretty hard for you to know what I feel like, you know what I'm trying to say. And I see you had your hand raised. Is that you, Donna, that raised your hand?
Did you see me?
Yeah, I just saw you raise your hand. Or was it Nancy?
It was me.
Oh, Nancy. Okay, Nancy, maybe you can answer better Phil's question.
Well, he's talking about wanting a cover and a setup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They do the covers and they do the setup on Amazon. I don't know anything about it, but I know that Diane does all of hers. Diane Stevenson does.
Yeah.
Which building?
And so she could probably answer this a little bit better, how that set up on there. I don't know if she does it before or not, but
I don't set it up on KDP. I set it up on my own computer and I just use it as a PDF.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing your own artwork, correct, Diane?
Yes, and I do my own photography in that, so I just use all my own equipment. So I don't have to worry about copyrights or anything like that with other people's photography. I use all my own, but I do it on my computer and I do it into a PDF and then I upload it from there. I don't use their formats or anything.
Their
formats. Hey,
Chuck.
Okay, wait a minute. Just here, Joanne. Yes, you're here.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Can we talk about Tony Anthony?
Well, sure you can, because many of us have used Anthony's services.
Yes, Callista Publishing. He designed the cover, and he did such a fantastic job on the cover, the back, the way it's set up. He worked through the night to get my book out, and I'm telling you, I'm so pleased with it. He's terrific. So if you want someone else to do it, I'm Anthony. He's
Callista
Publishing in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
I agree.
Yeah, and you know,
I agree with that commercial.
Well, there's another side of it too, Phil. We write in Word typically, or whatever system you use, and that can be, that Word document can be submitted to KDP, and they will format it for you. Okay. Now we use.
Not quite.
Well, okay, thank you, Lou. Come on, explain. Take me a step further.
Come on, Lou.
Yeah, you can download the template. You select the size of book you want.
Right.
I selected a 6x9 on one and a 5x8 on the other. And you download that is all set up, a Word template that is all set up with the correct margins and stuff, because the margins are not something you're used to working with.
Right.
And then you cut and paste your manuscript text into there and just say match destination format. And most of the work is done, but then you've still got a lot of tweaking with headers, footers, page numbers, the front end pages and stuff like that. So you don't just give them your manuscript and they do all the work.
Okay, that helps out. I was curious.
It took me the first time it took me about a week, and on the Eagle and the Dragon, which wound up being 550 pages, it was essentially done on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
But by then I knew what I was doing.
Right. Practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. another sideline on that, Phil, and Nancy brought up Tony Mihelski, who owns Callisti Publishing. Tony does have a publishing company, okay? He actually literally publishes books for authors, but he's very narrow in the genre, okay? And he decided to stay that way, but he and I go back. Well, he used to be on our talk show a long time ago. Tony has now offered a service that is not a pub. He may put a published price out for XYZ, but currently with the people on this call that he's worked for, it's on a personal basis. And he can do, you send him the Word document. You obviously have to tell him what size book you want. You know, that's your choice, or one he recommends based on his experience. He then does the formatting for all of the publishing houses, being KDP, Barnes & Noble, Ingram Sparks, and so on. He also provides you the digital files for the e-books, which are .epub and .mobi, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB for everything else, including Nook. And then in our case, he has worked with us on the cover. In Joanne's case, Tony, that cover is almost 100% Tony's concept. Is that right, Joanne?
Oh, that's 100% correct.
Okay. And it's really hit the, a lot of people are going, wow. Now, Donna, for instance, if you go to J.L. Callison, Phil, on Facebook, if you haven't friended him, I suggest you do. An example of Donna's work is there, along with on her website, which is Donna Setterlund, SETTERLUND.com. She and Jerry collaborated because he wrote a children's book, and obviously she just didn't do the cover. She did illustrations, okay? That's a different genre. You're writing more of a business book. Is that correct? Phil? Did Phil go away? Maybe he went away. I've been saying all this for Phil, for Phil's benefit. Well, anyway. Okay, Phil. That's all right. He doesn't have to stay. You know, he can go anytime he wants. Perfectly okay, Phil. Heck with you, Phil. I love you, dear. Anyway, it did bring up some interesting thing, and I like the fact that you gave the input that he took his time to learn a skill set, and secondarily and tertiary, his other projects seemed to go smoother. So we all have the opportunity to teach ourselves. Now, I'm looking into, does anybody here on the call use Vellum?
No.
That's a software for Macs that does what it will format. You know, you plug in your Word, and I mean, it's kind of a software that does this for you. It's not a free software, and a person would have to decide how much time and energy they want to put in. You still have to go in and tweak, you know, your style. And so I may look at Vellum later on this winter when I have, you know, when the daylight is gone and there's more nighttime. But I didn't know if anybody here has used Vellum. It comes very highly rated, and it's only good for Mac products, you know, Apple stuff, Apple websites, or what computers, I guess they're called.
Chuck, my hand's up again.
Pardon?
This is Donna. My hand is
yes.
up again. I just wanted to mention here, you're talking about formatting and getting textbooks ready for publishing. I don't know if everyone understands a children's fully illustrated book. It's all JPEG pictures
different.
That has to be formatted different, and it's
yes.
quite a lengthy process.
Yeah.
And people that come to me with a children's book,
yeah.
Up front, they don't usually understand that the text has to be right on the image, because the image is usually wrapped around the text.
Right, right.
And I'm doing a second book now, thanks to this show and JL's recommendations. And he says he will format his text himself, but there's only two lines per page.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to train him and get him familiar with the children's book publishing, because it's a whole different format, and it's
mm-hmm.
quite,
yeah.
you know, it's quite a bit different than textbooks. So that's the problem I've been having, going back and forth between a textbook and a children's book on my own
right.
books, is how to get them get them in print. Yes.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I doubt if many people who are just getting started in the industry realize that. Because, like, your pages, I know, are, you know, it's an illustration. I mean, we've all read these kids' books, right? It's a picture, and then the text is there. Well, it's awfully, it almost has to be a JPEG. I could really appreciate that, and that takes a lot of time and energy also.
Yeah, there might be software out there that the text can be put overlaid over the top of the JPEG,
mm-hmm.
but it still eventually has to be made into a Word document, and you have to have all the right software to do that.
Right.
So it's just easier just to mix it right on the JPEG when you're... Photoshop is wonderful. You can do anything with Photoshop.
Oh. You know, I had it for a while, and being the numbnut that I am, I don't have it anymore. I know. It's because there was a time when I felt that, you know, I had to keep Photoshopping my looks, and now I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. And hey, another
Donna,
interesting. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said, just because of Donna, every time I see my great grandchildren chewing on a children's book, I'm going, leave that alone. You know how many.
Don't chew on the books. Don't chew on the books. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Very good. You know, an interesting thing happened also today. I'm cruising through Facebook, and the lady from Texas, Nancy Lou, pops up. And she was honored by or recommended by or something with an outfit called Writers something. What's the name of that?
The Writers
Great.
Club.
Oh, no,
Gray something...
Thoughts. Yes, Gray Thoughts, the Writers Club.
And what it was somebody had put that on Facebook that was in a group that I was in. So I clicked on it, and it's not a pay thing. It's just they can decide if they want to. If you have some, they have different. Every week they put it in their, I guess you would call it email booklet or whatever. But they ask for different kinds of short stories, you know,
mm-hmm.
Fantasy, romance, whatever. And I had written The Cedar Chest, but I decided to rewrite it nearly and add a little bit to it. And then they ask you they have another place where they ask you, is there something you'd like to tell them? And I told them that all about how this particular blog was the outline of a memoir from a cedar tent. And so anyhow, I was off. And all of a sudden, I noticed that they had it on Twitter.
Well, and
I went, what? They're tweeting my cedar tent. And then I get an email, and they had included it their Saturday thing, and which I felt very honored for, because I had never submitted anything before. But they, you know, they picked it out, and I went, wow, this is cool.
Right.
You know? So, but it, you know, it's the start of things. It's like Booksy or anything else. It, and Booksy, what I have found, has increased my Amazon too, Chuck.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We noticed it too.
Because of the book at the end of the chapters, people are clicking on that book and going to Amazon, and all of a sudden my author thing has gone up over nearly 4,000.
Right.
Hmm.
So right, and you know, for 29, I mean, I know they have a free version, but I'm sorry. I mean, I would beg, borrow, and steal $29.95 to get the professional section of Booksy.
I'll tell you, that free version stinks.
Yeah, I mean, it. Most of us are adults. We're all adults here, and you know, $29.95. I don't want to be weird, but that's what, two Starbucks or something. I don't drink Starbucks, so I don't know, but. It cannot be a breaker, financial breaker. But again, Nancy just gave a testimony. I'm going to go over here and look at another profile.
Probably James is his own.
Yeah,
he's
been
there
since August of 2019, and 5,569 total reads.
And see, mine's about 1872, and over 1,000 is on half of the first book.
Right. And the other thing,
and James has lots, but
yeah. Well, we've been putting up a lot of content, and these essays are working out very well. But the thing that's kind of interesting that I like is, obviously, I joined as a free member, me personally. Chuck's not a writer. I joined as a reader. And because I've liked Nancy, and I've liked James, and I've liked some other authors, I get an email every time they post something.
Yeah.
Now think about that.
Me too, yeah.
I mean, to me,
Jay's on there. Donna's on there. And I'm getting to read Donna's, and I'm just loving it. And Jay's, I've read his. But even at that, they get to put their books on there. There might not be a link, I think, with Jay. You were allowed to put your books up, right?
I put my books on there, but no, there's no link.
Okay. That's the difference, is that link. You can put videos and stuff. But
and
what
there
it
are
does
other,
is
other
is,
limits.
Right. When you write a chapter and you have the link, you can put a video at the end of it if you want, or audio, not video, but audio. But it also puts the link to that book, that chapter puts, there's a link that is a Amazon link with your book picture, and you click on it, and it tells at the end of each chapter if you would like to get this book. And so every time someone clicks that link, it takes them to Amazon, and Amazon is recognizing that, hey, something's going on here. So people keep going to this book. And I know that's it, because book since the end of July, and my author ranking is going up. So there's nothing else that could be doing it. So, it's just a little something that I noticed. I usually don't check the ranks. I was just in there and thought, hey, let's see what's happening. And
well, you know, none of
the first book that it was going up too.
None of this can hurt any of us, can it?
No, no. Mm-mm. It helps us with Amazon. We're all good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought up Booksy. I know we've belabored it before, but I do think it's worthwhile. Well, somebody's calling me, but I can't answer the phone now. I'm sorry, folks. So, we talked. Anybody else want to talk about Booksy? Donna, have you had any action, or are you just
72 reads? But I think about a dozen of those are us checking on it.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I haven't had time to do any promoting any sites because I've been working on Mouse in the House.
Right.
Yes,
I know.
I'm working on.
And
on
I kept
the second
making
one.
Changes right up to the very last minute. So
Yeah, very good. Okay.
Hey, Chuck, I have an announcement.
Yes, sir, Gerard.
Diane Stevenson has a YouTube page, and she's reading an audio book that she's prepared, and you can go on her channel, her YouTube channel, and listen to her read her book.
Well, we got to have everybody subscribe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Too much of it on there yet, but
yeah.
Well, you know, it's guys. What a fantastic group here. Everybody shares ideas, and it's amazing that you know we don't have to be the world's whatever most famous person to allow the internet to talk about us. So, I mean, you know, now the thing is we want to always subscribe because, again, a quick thing on YouTube. When I subscribe to a channel and that channel puts up something new, guess who gets an email? I do.
You get lots of emails, don't you?
Well, you know, that's not a problem because all you do is you hit the delete button. No, not the delete button, the check mark on the left. I use Gmail. I use the check mark on the left. Then I read the headlines, and I uncheck the ones that I think are important to me. And then I hit the delete.
Right.
Yeah. Because I do about 3,000 to 4,000 emails a day. I end up reading maybe 200 to 300, okay?
Oh, man. I was going to wait 20.
I find this easy to do. Very early in the morning, 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then again in the evening before I go to bed. But just this is kind of interesting, Diane, if you don't mind me talking about you for a minute.
Go ahead. Might as well be me as anybody else.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You put out 9 years ago a YouTube offering, okay?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Reishi mushrooms.
Yeah, coffee. Reishi mushroom coffee.
Okay, it's irrelevant. Do you realize that has 6,506 views?
I know. I looked at that when I put the newest one on, and I thought, I nearly fell off my chair.
Yeah. Now, see, here's the other thing.
I don't even sell the darn stuff anymore.
I know, but you're still there. And, you know, it's my one-year video series of planting tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's got seven figures sometimes. You know what I mean? And I did it, what? I've been here 10 years, 15, about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tied to my name, and this is tied to your name, Diane.
Right.
And, you know, the YouTube is the second largest search engine. And Gerard mentioned that Diane, a month ago, read chapter one at Look for Rainbows. Now, I'm sorry that I did not hit the like button. I just did. The other thing that people who do subscribe to a channel will many times do, if they like what they hear, see, or anything else, they'll hit that share button and send it out to Twitter, okay, on their Twitter account. And it's already pre-made for you, okay? And, again, it's that helping each other thing that can't hurt. So, but you know, your name connected on YouTube is has a value.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I almost took that thing down at one point.
Yeah, well, don't do it. Not when you got six.
No, I'm not going to now. Now that I've got another reason for using it, but
right.
Because like simply because I wasn't doing anything with the product for years now,
mm-hmm.
and my camera that I did those with, it's gone kind of weird. I can't get it to work properly anymore.
Oh, really?
And that's the only videos I did with it. Like, it's not like it's been overused or anything. It just can't.
It's just not working, right?
Yeah, like I put it on record and it won't record. They take it off record and I find it's recording when I don't want recorded.
Oh.
it's really weird.
Well, I
had to change the position. It just was shooting all over everywhere and I never even
wow.
moved the thing. It was up and down and around in the boat and everywhere.
I'm not a technician, but do the cell phones work for videos on YouTube, everybody? I don't know.
Yes, they do.
I don't own one.
Yeah, well, depending. But, yeah.
I'm out in the country. Mine doesn't even work.
Yeah. Well, because I do have a small cam. I don't have a webcam. Well, I guess I have one built into my
webcam.
I have one built into my screen here, but I use a little handheld Samsung camera, and I put it on a little tripod next to me, and it's always been high quality. You know, I thought it was high quality, so that may be some thoughts anyway.
Hi. Diane, what is your tag on YouTube? I'm trying to find you here.
I can't remember.
hold on, I'll get it. Just a minute. Just a minute, everybody. I'm going to be there. I'll give it to you.
I don't pay attention. I just click on it.
Diane Plus Stevenson.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. That's not it. Wait a minute. I misled you. I'm sorry. She has 20 subscribers, and her name is all one word, Diane Stevenson. Stephenson.
One N in the Diane.
Yeah, one N in Diane.
Okay. I'm pulling up Dwayne Stevenson and I'm pulling up a Diane Stevenson, but you got a real dark suntan if it's you.
No, just below that. She's coming
here,
up
I found,
below that.
Okay. Excellent. All right.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Well,
you got one more subscriber now.
Good.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. So, okay, we touched on a few things today, and I think almost everybody has enjoyed the last 3 or 4 weeks. I've been out of touch, as you well know. I'm hoping now that the winter is settling in, we will be doing this every week, Lord willing. We had some doctor's appointments that we just could, you know, there's some doctors that you can only see when they're ready, and when they say Monday at 2 o'clock, and they're 40 miles away, you don't say, well, I can't do that because I have a talk show, especially if the appointment's from my wife, because I do enjoy breathing, and I do enjoy walking. I found it very expedient for me to, go to the doctor's appointment. Anyway. So.
Yes.
Okay, so what... let's see. We talked about Booksy. We talked about Writers. What's the name of that place again? I found it as...
The Writers Club.
Yes, but interesting.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, the website is called graythoughtsinfo.info.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the website. Mm-hmm. And you can submit right there on the website.
And they're all...
Here's what it says. I'm going to read this real quick. Submit your writing to have it featured alongside the writing of the Gray Thoughts crew. Anything goes, so long as it's original work, nothing is off limits, fiction, nonfiction, sci-fi, biography, etc. Just be reasonable and mindful that anyone can view featured writing. They do have some writer's tips. They do have, the rules are very simple, as I said. And, you know, it didn't cost a dime, so why not, everybody? An interesting point, though, when you go to their homepage and you do go to, I'm going to search for Nancy right now, because I don't think our links are hot there, Nancy. I mean, you have to people have to cut and paste, you know what I mean?
I put in my website, but I don't know how much, but they have the Writers Club, Great Thoughts Info is also on Facebook. You can join that club. They sent me a link to join this club after I put my info in. So, but I would think, I don't know if you have to get an invite or not.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I got an invite, but then when I went there, it said I can't join. So, you know, yeah, I'm looking at Nancy's Cedar Chest post that they just approved and made her a special person Saturday. And at the bottom of it, it says, by Nancy Lou Henderson from the United States, website Nancy Lou Henderson, Instagram, NL Hendy, Twitter, and your Facebook. But those are not hot links, everybody. So who cares? You know, at least, you know,
you
if
can,
a person's...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You can share off of there only to Twitter and, I think, LinkedIn. But Facebook... I didn't see a thing come up to share it from the
yeah,
email.
Yeah, you can
Facebook.
You can no you can't. You can share to LinkedIn and share to Twitter, right? You can like it on Facebook.
Right. And on the ideal too here is the Writers Club itself only has 115 members, but they're from all over the world. This is an international club.
Right.
Which, I thought, man, I'm getting my either they want to post it or they don't. It was a practice for me to do something different that I hadn't done yet.
Well, the most important thing is, Nancy, we're so happy to see that you are so famous now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I don't
believe
that, but it was cool.
Okay, let's go back. I mean, I'm looking at all the phone numbers here. Joanne, we're going to get close down the show. Anything you'd like to announce or something that we should be looking for on JoanneNesbitt.com?
Absolutely. And my wonderful book.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So the other thing that I noticed is that you have on your website individual posts of the appendix of your book, which I thought was very good because now people that don't have the book, when they're searching, those pages on your website will come up to possibly help people with the challenges of PTSD and Agent Orange. So, you know, I know it's part of the book, but having there was one that really fascinated me. Well, I don't have your website up, but anyway, you listed the U.S. Navy ships during the Vietnam War that were actually sprayed with Agent Orange, correct?
Well, not only did I list them, but I put a link in there that if they go on and they have an electronic book, they can just put it on, just click on that link, and it'll give you the list of every ship that has been approved for presumption of Agent Orange exposure.
Right. And see, hardly anybody thinks of the U.S. Navy, the Navy personnel being Agent Orange, because we know that they sprayed the jungles, right?
Right.
So, God, who would ever think that the ships got sprayed?
A lot.
Well, if they read your book, they'll find out more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, 301, we have 301, who is Lou. We haven't heard much from you today, Lou. You've been hanging out there quiet. Anything to announce for us?
A lot of things. I am back in Battery after 2 months after some major back surgery.
Yes.
My right leg got partially paralyzed. And so I just walked a mile this afternoon before the show without a cane for the first time.
Oh,
and I was quite pleased with that.
Fantastic.
Continuing to write, beta reading a spy thriller by a friend of mine. Karen is also writing. She has major health issues coming up at the end of the month. She has breast cancer.
Oh, no.
So 40 years of good health, and seems like it's trying to make it up all up in 1 year.
Oh, boy. Well, our prayers go out to the both of you. I know you've been a real trooper with that back surgery. I didn't bug you because I knew you were suffering. And of course, your wife's condition.
Oddly enough, I wasn't suffering. The biggest frustration has been just getting the walking back.
Oh,
they did not want to come back. But not a lot of pain came with it, which I was afraid there might be, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and again, our prayers out for Karen.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Lou. Gerard, did you have any announcements?
There's some YouTube company that posts audio books that want to put all the books audio up on YouTube, which will probably be like 600 listening hours, but I'm kind of not sure I'm interested in that yet.
So they want to narrate your books, is that what you're saying?
No, I think what they do is they take books. I'll give you the site later. They take books and they post like the audio file. It's the file that in the Kindle voice, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Like the male voice or the female voice.
Right, okay.
And they post like a lot of spiritual books and stuff. But I'm thinking maybe like in the future, I may just put it on my own channel. I mean, I had a channel before and it got shut down. So now I just have a channel so I can watch other people's videos, but I have to figure that all out strategically, probably like over like the next year. Probably when the last book of the contract comes out, I'll figure it out. Because all those books in the audio form is like 700-800 hours or more.
Yes. Well, you know, just think the first book.
700 pages times 8. I don't know. I have to narrate all that. How would you handle it?
Well,
you put like 900 hours of audio on a YouTube channel and have all those files. Like
well,
that?
If I was old and about to die or something,
I would do it.
Hey, wait a minute, fella. Jara, can I offer a suggestion? You know, I narrated the first book of 30 Days. The finished product is 12 and a half hours, just under 1 gigabyte. And I have it set up that people can download it from the website for a very modest fee, but it is 97% cash profit. Or for a few dollars more, I will send them a flash drive, okay? And then, of course, that book is also on Audible at Amazon. But they take the cream off the top. Now, that 12 and a half hours, narrating it and editing it, represents about 120 hours of work, okay? And I'm the type of person that will not do that hour after hour. So what I did is I made part of my 7-day week dedicated to the narration, and I typically worked on doing a chapter a day. I would narrate it, start editing it, listen to it back, then go back and re-editing it all on my computer here at home. Then I started adding the sound effects in there, you know, the helicopters and the machine guns and that type of monsoon rains and so on. So is it worth it? You know, 120 hours is not that long of a time, really. But nobody can ever take that away.
What's the difference between doing it that way and the audio book site just posting up the computer woman's voice or man's voice from the...
Well, because you're paying those people. You're paying those people. And now, the only hang-up on this is a person has to feel comfortable in their own voice. I believe I have this running argument with Nancy, and I'll say it publicly. I believe Nancy Henderson's story is Nancy's story, and if there's any narration, it should be Nancy's voice because it's so real. When you read her words and you listen to her recording, it's real. Now, she and I have done a thing where I read Frank's letters. That may be an option, you know. But telling the story.
This is. I'm going to send you the site later. But
okay, send me the site via Messenger. Okay, because I want to move on.
Real quick, if they had like Nancy's book, what they would do is they would play the audio from Kindle, like the text-to-speech, and then it sounds like they have a microphone to it or something, and then they'll just post it on YouTube for over, like, it'll probably be like 12 hours for her book, and then people can listen to the file. But it seems like it's only work if you do it your way.
I could take the first 30 days. Because I have the text, correct? I can put it on a running slide for YouTube and put the... I can do this on my own editing here on the Mac and make a PowerPoint presentation, convert it to an MP4, and put the audio soundtrack behind it so that my voice is speaking as the text is floating by you. And, you know, all it takes is time and energy. So these are thoughts for another time.
I'll talk to you about that in the chat later and send you the website for you to see what I'm talking about.
Sounds good. Let's see, who haven't we spoke to? We spoke to Joanne. Unfortunately, Donna had to leave us. Jay had to leave us. Donna, are you still there? Nope, I guess she's not. Okay. Nancy and Diane are the only people left. Oh, no, J.L. Callison. Are you still there? Jerry, what's happening with you? Give us an update.
I'm here. I just had some noise in the background, so I had to mute it. I'm just trying to take the files that I got from Donna, and they are, she has done a fantabulous job. I've got already... quite a few people that have, you know, that I've shown just little bits and pieces in the cover, and I've got people just, you know, waiting for the book.
Wow.
Now I've just got to get it uploaded.
Yeah.
I am not technologically literate, and I'm finding this to be a bit of a challenge, but I will slog through it. I've done it with just strict text and done, you know, no problem. This is a little bit more of a challenge, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be fantastic.
Very good. So, well, we're so glad to hear that. And I tell you what, I can't wait to get the book because I got a whole bunch of great grandbabies that got to have something like this. So.
Well,
okay,
my target is to have it out well in time for Christmas.
Fantastic. Hey, real quick, I'm glad you mentioned the holiday. I'm going to make a plug for everybody to maybe put on their calendars. This month is the greatest month to put together your book bundles, those of you that have more than one book. Put the big book bundle offer on your website. Then use social media and be as, you know, hey, everybody, it's time to think of your friends who love to read. And I've created a great gift special on my autograph book. So just a quick thought, because I want to get to Diane and Nancy. Diane, what else is coming up for you, dear?
Chuck, I got to go.
Okay, Lou, thank you. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
Okay.
I've got one book that's almost, well, it's pretty well ready. It hasn't, I had somebody beta reading it, but I didn't have an actual copy of it, paper copy, because I didn't have any ink in my printer. So she's been doing it, but she has never finished it yet. So I'm just thinking I'm probably going to go ahead and upload it, because it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's pretty much ready to go. And it's short stories. The title is The Lives of God's Poor and Obscure, taken of course as the opposite of the TV program, The Lives of the Rich and Famous kind of thing. And what this is, I've taken 12 people from the Bible, some of whom have no names, have next to no story about them, but they're there for a purpose. And I have actually created a life around them.
Oh, wonderful.
And done 12 short stories on them.
Oh, gosh.
And all of them have a life message in them, like a life lesson in them. And so at the end, there is just a short little blurb about each story and what we learn from it. Mm-hmm. And then at the very last is it's like a letter from Jesus.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's great.
What do we have an upcoming name for that book?
Yeah, that's The Lives of God's Poor and Obscure.
Okay, The Life?
Lives.
Oh, The Live.
Lives of God's, because there's 12 of them.
Okay, The Lives, L-I-V-E-S, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, looking forward to hearing more about that, and I'm sure you're going to make plenty of announcements.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, okay.
Yes.
So we got Nancy. Nancy, what's going on? Besides telling us about the trip in about 2 minutes, Nancy.
Okay. All right, here we go. Thursday, I flew to Boston for my 70th birthday because my son wanted to surprise me, and he said that 70 had to be a good birthday. And so then we went through Boston, saw Fenway Park, took a pictures there. Then Friday, he and I, on his dad's birthday, went to Ayr, Massachusetts, went to both apartments where we'd lived before, took some mirror pictures, and even went to where the big fins, the only time we got to drive big fins was over a bridge, and we took a picture of that bridge. And then we went to Waltham, Massachusetts, where Frank was born, and that was his birthday, his 70th birthday, October 4th. And we spent 3 hours there, took pictures all around the square and everything. Frank never got to go and see where he was born. He left there at 2 weeks old. So now my son and my grandchildren, and we didn't have money or car or anything when we were up there. I have now seen where my husband was born, and his son and I took a picture together there, and his grandkids will get to see where he was born.
Oh, fantastic.
Of course, I was born in Texas, so everybody, Frank had been to my hometown, where I was born forever, but he never got to see that, so we saw it for him and took lots of pictures. And then we went and picked up his wife and youngest grandson, and we went out, of course, and ate and stuff. And the next day, we went to the Boston Commons and saw where I had mirrored. He took some. We had three pictures taken there in 1968 when we were leaving to come home. We spent the night in Boston, and we mirrored those pictures and were able to find the exact spots they were taken, so that he could take a picture of me by the statue that is, I've already put on Facebook once, but I'll put them together anyhow, and even the landscape part that we had there. And then we went and saw the Tea Party ship, and we threw the big thing in the water like they threw the tea in, and just did the whole thing, and went to Cheers, and I sat at the bar. I couldn't get
yes,
the guy to let
I
me bar his beer. Beer to sit by me, but that was something that my oldest grandson said, oh, I hate you. I'm so envious. Anyhow, so then Sunday, I flew home, and it was magical. I mean,
and that was your birthday yesterday. So you and Frank
yesterday was my birthday.
Right. You and Frank were born
30 hours
apart.
Exactly 30 hours. And we were there at this time. And actually, the picture that was taken off the back porch of the fire escape was taken right around his birthday. That's the only time we had film. And so actually, we were there exactly we were there for our birthdays. And I was there for our birthday.
Was that 1968, 51 years ago.
No.
I'm sure we're going to be able to read about this in the Widow's Blog, and I'm sure you will be sharing this on your website and also on social media. Okay, everybody, I appreciate your time and energy. We're going to have to wrap it up for this week. We'll be back next week. This is Chuck Bartok from Northern California saying, go out tomorrow and have a good day. I really appreciate the enthusiasm and the wonderful information from our callers, and we look forward to speaking to you next week. Thank you all.